My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hody's taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. Hody's also doing 2020, so you just heard him say Guardians lead in the Central. Down to 3.5 games. Two more with Arizona, day off, four with the Minnesota Twins coming up. So get ready here. It's going to be game on as of Friday. Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. She covers the Guardians for MLB.com. She's Miss Mandy Bell. Hi, Mandy.
Hey, Mandy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
We are well. How are the Guardians? Is there anything to worry about here? That's 3.5.
Can we send a care package or something?
Twins have won. Well, they tried to do that.
I know.
Twins have won 5 straight. Guardians have lost 3 straight. This is game on right now, Mandy.
It is. And when it comes to being worried, I think it's just the rotation. I think they just need to figure out exactly how this is all going to work. I mean, Tanner Bibee, they seemed optimistic that he'll be fine for, I guess, the weekend. He was supposed to play catch yesterday. As long as that went well, he was going to be on schedule to throw his regular bullpen like he would between starts and then get back in the rotation. So I'm sure we'll learn more today about how catch went and see how it goes from there. But even still, it's just trying to piece this together. You have Cobb, you have Boyd, these guys coming back over the next week. So you don't know how they're going to be. And there's just so many question marks with this rotation.
I know this is a tough question because it's a read the room question, but does it feel like it's slipping a little bit? You tell me. You're
wrong. Andy.
Yes. Does it feel like it's slipping a little bit?
I don't know. It is hard to say just because this offense, you would say no because you saw it yesterday. They fight and fight and fight, and we're not used to that. We're used to it being the opposite way, where the pitching is what's keeping them in the games, and they're throwing up zero after zero after zero and waiting for the offense to wake up, and it's just the opposite right now. So I don't know. It's going to come a lot down to, can the bullpen stay perfect? Because when Cade Smith gives up one run every couple months, and that one run is yesterday, you see that they can't bounce back as well because they need everything to be perfect to be able to make up for this rotation. Although Logan Allen, I mean, I know that wasn't the start that he would have wanted, giving up back-to-back homers to start and then obviously taking 105 miles per hour off the head. But the way that he locked back in was really impressive, and they needed that to get him through 5. So, but still, it's just the rotation is just the big question mark. So I don't know if you can necessarily say that it's starting to slip or that you're feeling that it's starting to slip because the offense just won't go away and their never say die type of attitude doesn't allow you to fully buy in one way or the other if they're going to make a run or if they're going to start slipping. But the rotation is what everyone should be wondering. Okay, is this enough to make a real run or pull away in the last month or two here?
All right, I'm going to lead you to a question where I'm looking for an answer, but give me some yes or no's on just a couple of things I'm going to ask you to get there. When Alex Cobb is ready, he is a member of the rotation.
Yes.
When Matthew Boyd is ready, is he a member of the rotation?
Yes.
Here's the question. How close is Matthew Boyd? Last start was, what, August 1st in Columbus and threw about 60 pitches. Do they think he'll be ready this month?
Yeah, they do. Okay. I think the plan is that, what day is today? Tuesday? Goodness, every day blends together. I think tomorrow will be his next rehab start, and I think they're hoping that that's his last one. So I really do think that within the next week he could be, unless something is really pops up to show that, okay, he needs one more. I think this should be his last one before rejoining, or I shouldn't say rejoining since he's new here, but since joining before joining the rotation.
And he's been up around the major league team. Right. So, I mean, there's some familiarity there. Alex Cobb's been around. So if they're good to go, they're good to go. Bybee, shoulder, we hope, is okay. Ben Lively, locked in, no problems. How about Gavin Williams?
I mean, health-wise, he seems totally fine. I don't know if it's more, it's like this is the start of the season for him, and it's ramping up like anyone else would, any other starters would at the beginning of the year, just because he missed so much time and he's just trying to find that consistency that they really need from him. But it's been a little bit up and down so far for him. So I think he's a big outlier for them. They really, really need him to be able to lock in and be a good number two to Bybee so that they can have some stability, even if Cobb and Boyd struggle a little bit coming off such long stints on the IL, coming off of major surgeries and all those things. They need at least some wiggle room for them. And if you can have Lively be as consistent as he's been all year and then have Gavin and Tanner be the ones who are really locking down the rotation, that helps. But they're going to need to see a little bit more from Gavin moving forward.
So look into your crystal ball based on those five names you just gave me. Where does Carlos Carrasco fit into this? Can they put him back in the bullpen, or what do you think?
It's tough. I would say yes, just because this isn't really a time where they can afford to DFA a starter.
Mm-hmm.
So because you have Cobb and you have Boyd coming back from major injuries, and you have Tanner now that's been having the shoulder irritation a little bit, and you're already thin depth-wise as it is. So I just don't see how you can afford to eliminate one of those starting options completely for you moving forward, because anything could happen. And if you only have Curry and Cantillo really to mix back in if something goes wrong, I really think that they would have to find a spot for him in the bullpen so that they don't make themselves even thinner pitching depth-wise. But I don't know. I don't know if they'll be able to do that or not. But that would be my best guess right now, is that he finds a way into the bullpen.
And is there a renewed sense of optimism for Tristan McKenzie based on his last minor league start? I know it's been rough for him there, but the numbers he put up the other night were impressive. If he can do it a couple times, I got to think that that's got to put some smiles on the faces in the front office.
You would have to think so. I mean, it's just been such a difficult stretch for him here. And even in AAA, it's been rough for him. And that's going to be hard for him. It's going to be hard for everyone in the front office, hoping that he can come back up and make a difference this year. So if he can do it a couple times, I think that's what they'll really need to see, just because one outing isn't quite enough to be convincing that this is all behind him, because just a couple starts ago he had like 7 walks, and they just need to see the consistency build a little bit. So that's going to take some time. But yeah, you would think that they would start to hope there, like, okay, this is a good sign that this could be moving in the right direction.
Mandy Bell joining us from MLB.com. You can follow her on the X at Mandy Bell 02. Is there anything Logan Allen, is there anything Tristan McKenzie can do to work their way into this roster, into this rotation, even onto the pitching staff in a relief role, Mandy, to move forward here? Or are they just, they're going to be used when needed and nothing more because Boyd and Cobb are the guys?
Yeah, I think it's going to be more, it's their fates are dependent upon other people rather than them forcing it themselves, because I think that this is the time to give Cobb and Boyd a shot. And if they can get the job done, then they need to be the guys who are in the rotation. And I think that if there would be any, I don't know, injuries, struggles, whatever it might be, then you can start thinking about your other options. And I just think that would be then Tristan and Logan filling in at that point. Or if they're, when rosters expand, if they want to have another long guy in the bullpen, whatever it might be, you can start thinking about that then. But yeah, I really do think that Cobb and Boyd are the guys right now, and it's time to just see if there can be some external help, just a different set of arms here coming in to try to help give some innings, give some depth, take some pressure off of this bullpen that's had to be nearly perfect all season long, and try to see if that can help them.
Mandy, thoughts on Lane Thomas and his ability to fit in as quick as he did? Like, everything we heard is this guy's going to be great for the clubhouse. He's going to be, has it been instant pudding so far? Because he seems to fit in real nice in that number two spot.
Yeah, it does. And I think that speed certainly helps to have that on the bases right in front of Jose Ramirez. We saw that yesterday, seeing Thomas race around the bases to score. I think there's a lot of different aspects to his game that really do fit in nicely with this club. And I'm sure he would be the first to say that he would be wishing to be producing just a little bit more right now. But once that transition into a new team, once he settles in, it does seem like he'll be a really nice fit. And he's just got that same style of play that this team has. And so I think that's what has made it really simple for him to just transition in here. But yeah, I think that there's a multitude of ways that he can impact this team.
Mandy, what's going to happen in center field and shortstop the rest of the way? Is it going to continue to be matchup, who's hot, who's not? What do you know? You have Tyler Freeman, you have Angel Martinez, there's Rocchio, there's Schneeman. I mean, you got a lot of guys out there that Stephen Vogt is seemingly doing a pretty nice job of juggling. Do you see that continuing, or does somebody lock onto these things? And Rocchio clearly, obviously, has been the main shortstop, but still, there have been enough guys playing that spot that makes you wonder a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's going to continue to be this juggling act. I don't see why it would change, or I think the reason it would change is if there is somebody who is consistently producing, and that's basically what he's been doing all year, is just looking for the guy who's producing at the time, and he's the one who's in the lineup. And so if someone can do that longer, then he'll ride with that one guy longer. But I do think that it'll end up just being this juggling act a little bit more of just trying to ride the hot hand when you can get it. Because Freeman's been struggling, Rocchio's been struggling. You try to just find the right guy at the right time and piece this all together. And that's basically what they've done all year, is they've just been able to piece this together, whether it be the rotation or finding these guys at the bottom of the order, or just plugging in the right one on the right day. And it's all worked out in their favor so far, and they're going to need that to continue for the last month and a half.
Got about 30 seconds. Vital week, Arizona, and then you go to Minnesota for, I would think, up to this point, the most critical series of the season, a four-game series, two on Friday, one Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, this is definitely the biggest week, I think, so far. I don't know if anyone was really expecting it to be this close going into this series after the lead that they had. So the fact that they have two left against Arizona, try to get, at least get some wins out of those, try to pad this lead a little bit more if they can before going into Minnesota, especially with a doubleheader to start, deplete the bullpen before the whole series, the three-day series of over the four games over the weekend. It's a tough week. The Guardians know it, but the Twins have to face the same thing that they do. So I think it should be really fun. I love when things get close like this. So it should just be fun baseball to watch.
Mandy, I have 5 seconds. Why did they decide to play the doubleheader on Friday rather than Saturday?
I don't know. My mom just asked me the same thing yesterday when I was driving home from the game.
Yeah.
I have no idea why they did that, but that's really rough to start a series that way.
Good point.
To have a doubleheader and deplete the pen.
Thank you, Mandy.
Thanks, Mandy.
Yep, thank you, guys.
She's Mandy Bell from MLB.com. Get her newsletter, by the way. Go to MLB.com, sign up for her newsletter. It'll show up in your email inbox, and it's really good stuff. You heard what she said.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Cobb Boyd. You okay with that? I know somebody who isn't. At least I think he isn't. He's on my right. He's running the board.
Ah.
It's next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!